Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-3801-0042-4036.
Perfect. Just give me a second here to pull your file up, and we can get the ball rolling here for you. All right, is this PMD Hauling, LLC?
Yeah.
Perfect. And who's this that I'm speaking to?
Old Demasio.
Old Demasio. Okay, and are you the owner over there?
I am.
100% owner?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm just going to confirm some quick information here on your file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you may have. Do you mind, what's a good phone number there in case this line gets disconnected? Is the 401-206-2000 number the best number there for you?
Yes.
Perfect. And can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
44 Wayland Diamond, Princeton, Rhode Island.
And the zip code?
02920.
Perfect. And then I'm going to assume the business classification there. Are you guys classified as an LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 1947.
Oh, wow. So just a few years?
Yeah.
There we go. So, you know, we do have many programs here, so if you want to just kind of paint a picture of what you were looking to do, I can kind of point you in the right direction there.
Well, I might be interested in buying one truck.
Okay. What kind of truck were you looking at?
Like a tri-axle dump, maybe.
Tri-axle dump, okay. And is this something new or used you're looking to purchase?
No, used. I'm looking to keep my costs down a little bit, you know.
Oh yeah, the difference between used and new on those type of equipment is pretty drastic. Have you already done some shopping there for it?
Well, I do a lot of outside repairs. I kind of know the market.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I like I said, my father's been doing this since 1947, and I've been around him all my life doing it. So.
Okay. Did you have a ballpark figure there of how much one of those will cost you?
Well, you know, I'd like to stay around the 50 mark, maybe, you know, if I can find something a little less, that would be even better, you know?
But okay, so in the 40 to 50K range, you'd say?
I you know, yeah, I mean, I'd like to, depending on where I qualify for,
I see. As far as purchasing this, is this like a vendor you go through, or is this like a private party? How do you usually purchase these, or how have you done it in the past, I should say?
Well, in the past, what I've always done is I would purchase usually stuff that needed repair. I'd go to auctions and buy things with a blown engine or something, and mm-hmm. I would rebuild it myself, you know.
Okay.
Usually, you know, cheaper equipment, cash out of pocket, stuff like that. But over, you know, the last year or so, my father passed away, and I do a lot more myself, so I'd rather try to stay out of the garage a little bit and buy a little better equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I would do is look around and see, you know, to answer your question, something caught my eye, we'll look at it. I prefer to stay away from a dealer if I could, because they make a profit on you.
Of course. Or a larger profit than a private party probably would try to get.
Yeah, I mean, I could get the same truck, 10 grand less, at a private sale.
I see. Do you currently have one of these tri-axle dumps with the business, or is this something new you're looking to add on?
No, I have, right now, I have two tri-axle dumps. I have a trailer dump with a Peterbilt horse, and I have two service trucks, you know, one with a crane on it,
okay.
One ton with a crane. So I also have a 580 case.
Okay. Do you mind telling me kind of what you guys do there for business? Is this basically a hauling business, or what is it you guys specifically do?
Well, we do a little bit of everything. We do some outside hauling for various companies, Patriot and metals and stuff like that. And we do our own site work, land clearing, excavating. You know, it depends on what the job needs. If I have no use for the trucks for a couple of days, I send them out on rental.
Okay. So you got a, sounds like a pretty diverse set there of operations there you guys are able to utilize there.
Absolutely. Like I said, the only kink in the works was I lost my dad this year and kind of set me reeling for a few months with a lot of personal issues, you know.
Of course, of course. As far as business this year, has it been the same as it has in the past? Has it been a little bit slower? How's it been for you guys this year?
Well, I mean, I know a lot of people are struggling, and, you know, it's a little bit off, but, you know, like I said, everything I have is paid for. I always manage to try to stay busy. Knock on wood, I've been around it a long time. I know a lot of different contacts. And, you know, if one piece of equipment's not working, the other one is.
Okay. Okay. So with the two triaxle dumps you currently have, was this third one going to replace one of those that was breaking down, or are you just looking to add to the fleet there?
No, I have a son that just became of age, and I'd like to get him going, you know?
I see.
It would be in addition. In addition to what I already have.
I see. Has he taken an interest there in the business already, or is this something you're just now introducing to him?
Well, he's been around it like I have since he grew up, and, you know, he just turned 19, so.
Okay, all right. Just getting into the workforce.
Yeah, I want to get him in a direction. He's an extremely talented mechanic.
Okay.
You know, he's been working in the garage with me all his life, so I'd like to get him, you know, into a truck, and I want him to have something he feels that's his truck to drive every day.
I see, you know? I see. Yeah, you know, get his foot in the door, you know, show him right. Hopefully can carry on the business there. When were you looking to bring this truck on? Was this something you had maybe some projects here coming up you wanted to bring it on for in a few months, or is this something you want to bring on fairly soon? What's kind of your time frame there?
Yeah, well, I mean, as soon as I knew if the money was available to me or not, you know, that would be my determination where, you know, I would go look.
I got you. I mean, I got you.
I got some money tied up in some bonds and stuff that I don't want to touch, but...
Of course, yeah, that's not something you want
to... I have to before the winter, I will, but I figure with all the equipment that I have to pay for, there's no reason why I couldn't pay for a truck, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is it usually kind of slow down there for you guys during the winter time, or are you guys able to maintain operations?
No, I usually work right through the winter.
Okay, okay. And I'm trying to get a picture here. As far as equipment goes, I know you said you're looking to bring this triaxle dump on. Is there maybe any other needs there for the business as far as other equipment or maybe capital for some projects there? The offer that was sent out, you know, was for both equipment and capital. So I just want to get a picture of here of what you are looking to do for the business. Hello?
Hello? Yeah,
there?
Sorry, I said that a little quick. I didn't get you.
Oh, I was just seeing if there was any other needs other than the truck at this point. Was there any capital needs for some projects? I just kind of wanted to get a scope there for what you were looking to do with the business.
Well, I mean, it's always nice to have money behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like they always say, it takes money to make money.
Of course,
so
of course.
It's always nice, you know. I mean, I could go out and bid some projects that I would worry about exceeding my cash flow. If you have cash flow, you don't have to worry about that.
Of course. You know, with working capital loans that we do here, they are unsecured cash, so it does allow you to use it pretty much for however you see fit for the business. So if you wanted to use it for bidding on projects, payroll, operations, expansion, you really are able to utilize it however you see fit. As it being unsecured, you know, it is a little bit pricier, but you were able to get it to you quick, usually in about 48 hours, and it allows you to take advantage of any opportunities that are present. But it sounds like the dump truck's kind of the main focus right now. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess just seeing what my options are.
Okay. So as far as the truck's concerned, on the equipment programs, you know, it's a fairly straightforward kind of traditional style of program. It's very similar to like a car loan kind of structure. You know, monthly payments, rates typically start in the kind of mid-single digits there. The big thing is it is heavily weighted on your credit. How would you rate your credit there? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Probably somewhere in the middle.
Do you have maybe a ballpark figure there? Do you remember when the last time you got it pulled?
720, somewhere in there.
Okay, so you're a little bit above the average there, which is good. That'll definitely help you out there on the equipment side.
Because I do so many different things, you know, it sometimes fluctuates a little more than I would like it to.
Of course.
My dad that owned the business, he was the one that had, you know, extremely, you know, his credit was off the charts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, having that history there will definitely help you guys out there. And then basically the three things we look at, you know, time in business, which you guys have a tremendous history there, which will help you out a lot. You got the credit, which looks good. The only other thing that they really look at is gross annual sales. Do you guys know what your top line revenue was there for the business last year?
I've been borderline in $1 million a year, between seven change to $1 million. This year I'll probably be less than $1 million, but the last 2 years I've been just a squidge under $1 million.
Okay. So yeah, getting you approved, if everything you're telling me is true, it sounds like you look good on paper. You know, you got some good cash flow. You guys have been in business for a good amount of time. Your credit's sounding like it's right around average, maybe even a little bit higher than average. Getting you an approval shouldn't be an issue. I'm just trying to figure out what on my end I should be doing for you. Do you want me to just push for this truck? Did you want to see what's available on the capital side as well? I just want to get the kind of a game plan here for what you guys want me to work with the underwriters.
If I just went on a capital basis, then I could do what I please with the money. If I wanted to buy a truck, I could.
Yeah, you could. The only thing that may be unattractive to doing that is the capital side, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. With the equipment, the rates are much, much more attractive. The terms are much longer. Working capital programs are usually anywhere from our term lengths are 3 to 36 months. First timers usually get in the 6 to kind of 18 month range. On the equipment side, it's usually 2 to 5 year terms, so it's much longer. Allows you to have much lower payments. But it really just depends on what you're looking to do and kind of what your game plan is for the business.
Okay. Well. I would rather go with the capital I can do without. I would rather go with what's more attractive, which would be trying to, you know, find a piece of equipment.
Yeah, I mean, what we can do, which is what I was going to suggest, is what we can try and do is get you approved on both programs, see if we can get you approved on the equipment side, see what's available there. On the capital side, you're probably looking at anywhere from the 80 to like 120K range that we could free up in capital for you. So we could see what we could explore on that side as well. Just exploring all options that are available to you, and then we can kind of assess what makes most sense for the business. But that would be kind of my game plan of attack that I would suggest, just to see what we can allocate to you.
Okay. All
so
right,
what we,
well, I guess that sounds fair enough.
Okay, so as far as getting an approval going, the application process is actually very straightforward. It's just a one-page application that I would send out to you. through email or fax, whatever works best for you. Did you guys file 2015 taxes yet?
2015? 15. Yeah, I believe that's all done.
Okay.
I have to be sure because, like I said, my father handled a lot of that, and he's been gone, you know, a few months, and I'm getting a few pop-ups that I've been, you know, straightening out, being the
okay.
fact that he handled, you know, some
yeah,
of
that. Definitely. So if you guys did get an extension on it, we would be able to take 2014's tax return. We just need a copy of the extension, but you can figure that out once we get to that point. And then the other thing that we'll look at is 6 months of your most recent bank statements. We just need to make a quick current, basically, assessment of the business just to see where the cash flow is at. But do you guys have any current loans out with the business, any working capital loans?
No.
Okay.
No, everything I have is paid for, lock, stock, and barrel.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do, what's a good email there for you so I can shoot this information over to you?
It's P as in Paul. DiMasio, my last name. M-A-S-C-I-O.
M-A-S-C-I-O, okay.
17.
@gmail.com. Let me just confirm this. I have the letter P-M-A-S-C-I-O 17 @gmail.com.
Right. There's no M. It's just P. DiMasio.
P-A-S-C-I-O? So just P-A-S-C-I-O?
No, P. DiMasio. It's just P. DiMasio, 17 @gmail. There's no M in it. P. D-I-M-A-S-C-I-O.
P.
I'm running a piece of equipment. That's why you can't hear me.
P. I'm sorry. Yeah, let me turn this up. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
D-I-M-A-S-C-I-O. P. DiMasio 17 @gmail.
DiMasio. Okay. PDM. PD. God bless it. This is irritating me. Sorry. P as in Paul.
D as in dog. I.
Okay.
M-A-S-C-I-O.
S-C-I-O. Okay. DiMasio. All right. Now we have it. And then do you mind just spelling your name out there just so I have it correctly spelled out?
What, the business name?
No, your name.
Oh, it's Paul, P-A-U-L.
Okay.
DiMasio, D-I-M-A-S-C-I-O.
Okay, D-I-M. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now, Paul, I'm going to shoot this email over. It's just going to summarize the things that we would need to get you an approval. Is this something that you think you could get back to me today, or did you need the weekend to kind of gather all of that?
Yeah, being the fact I'm in a piece of equipment today, probably I won't get to the office till 3 o'clock or so.
Okay. No, that's fine.
It'll probably be, you know, the weekend I'll work on it.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll actually send you both applications, the one-page app for the equipment and the one-page app for the working capital. On the equipment one, it's going to ask you for, like, a quote for the piece of equipment. If you didn't have a quote yet, what you can do, is just kind of put maybe the model of what you're looking for, maybe the year, just so we kind of have a gauge for what you're looking for. And then as soon as you do get the quote, just send that over, and we'll be able to get that over to underwriters. But as soon as you're able to get all that back to me, I can usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours. Once you are approved, the offer is good for 60 to 90 days. And as soon as you're ready to pull the trigger, you give us a call, and they're funded in about 24 hours, and then you're able to take advantage of that opportunity.
Okay.
All right, Paul. I'll shoot this information over here. I'll follow up with you here on Monday if I don't hear back. If you do have any questions, just feel free to shoot me an email back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Paul. We'll be in touch. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.